can't believe it, but we are halfway through 2024.
July is suddenly upon us.
It is. Merry Christmas.
Did you bump your head?
That's why you ask. That's no. What? Which one am I? Today we're exploring the concept of Christmas in July. I feel like there should be some like sound effect behind that. Christmas in July.
Well, there's only one man that can provide it, you know? We'll see. We'll see what happens.
I'll check in with future Steven. Some say the actual date for this is July 25th, but you know, we're in the zone now.
I mean, Christmas gets earlier and earlier every year anyway, so why shouldn't Christmas in July follow suit? After all, since Christmas in July is becoming a broader idea, more time is needed to fit it all in.
It's a good point. Let's talk about some history.
The phrase Christmas in July first surfaced in an 1892 French opera where a group of children sang a holiday song in the summer. A character who seems to have hated fun, a real Scrooge type, told them, "When you sing Christmas in July, you rush the season."
That person would hate walking into Walmart in October and seeing
sure
Santa's
would.
Stuff up.
They sure would. I don't know if they were wrong, though, you know?
Topic for another time, perhaps. In the 1930s, the phrase popped up again in America to describe a girls' camp in North Carolina, of all places. I guess they were doing Christmas stuff in the summer. An article published by the National Recreation Association reported that, quote, all mystery and wonder surrounded this annual event.
I hope someone talks about the podcast-a-thon or something like that one time, you know?
It'd be sick.
In the 1940s, Christmas in July really got going. In that same year, a movie titled Christmas in July told the story of a man who was tricked into thinking he had won $25,000. He went out and spent the fake prize money on lavish gifts for his friends and family and even proposed to his girlfriend.
That's a... Just in the background real quick, $550,000 today.
No wonder you make a movie about it, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of money. We won't spoil the movie's ending, I guess, but don't trick people into thinking they've won a bunch of cash. That's not a nice thing to do.
Even if it's July.
Maybe especially if it's in July.
Okay. In the early 40s, a Baptist church in Washington, D.C., in the U.S. of A., began celebrating Christmas in July with holiday sermons and collecting special donations to support missionaries worldwide. Getting started on those gifts months ahead of time meant they would have the funds in hand when the holidays rolled around.
This idea was co-opted by the federal government in 1944 and 1945, when officials from the U.S. Post Office, Army, and Navy... You think the Post Office people were intimidated at that meeting? Like... This is the Army and the Navy and the Postal Service.
I mean, or maybe that just tells you what the Post Service think of themselves.
Anyways, they worked as a group with American advertising and greeting card companies to promote an early Christmas mailing campaign for servicemen overseas during World War II.
The slogan was then adopted by retailers starting in the 1950s, but more on that after this break.
This episode of Ungenius is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, you can stand out with a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything, products, services, and even the content you create. Squarespace has everything you need all in one place, all on your terms. You can start a completely personalized website with their new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, one that's tailored to your brand or business and optimized for every device. And then easily launch your website and get discovered quickly with integrated, optimized SEO tools so you show up more often to more people and can grow the way you want. You can also integrate flexible payments to make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. Accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay. With Squarespace, you can also stand out in any inbox using their email campaigns. You can make outreach automatic with email marketing tools that engage your community, drive sales, and simplify audience management. Introduce your brand or business to unlimited new subscribers with flexible email templates. Then create custom segments to send targeted campaigns. Built-in analytics are there to measure the impact of every send. I've been building on Squarespace forever, and I continue to do so because this is the best option out there. Starting from scratch, or you're rejuvenating a brand that's maybe needs some work, wherever you are on that spectrum, Squarespace is the right choice because all these tools are integrated, they're built in, they work together, they know about each other, and it means you can build something really comprehensive that looks awesome and it's not killing you to do it. It doesn't take that much time and it's really easy to do. Head on over to squarespace.com and sign up for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/ungeniused to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain name. That's squarespace.com/ungeniused. And when you decide to sign up, to get 10% off your first purchase. And to show your support for this, your favorite podcast. Our thanks to Squarespace for their support of Ungeniused and all of Relay FM.
Today, Christmas in July, is basically an advertising slogan, not an actual holiday. You can often find holiday movies on cable channels, sales in stores of all kinds, and of course, those who just want to have a fun party at a weird time of the year.
There's something about that that I find compelling, like doing something at the wrong time. Oh, it's kind of fun. Probably not for the person dressed up as Santa in the middle of the summer.
Speaking of which,
this is true on both sides of the equator. So in the southern hemisphere, seasons are reversed from the northern hemisphere. If you didn't know that, this is your fun fact for Ungeniused today. So Christmas in July in places like Australia or South Africa or New Zealand and more, well, it's a way to have some Christmas cheer coupled with the cold weather that those of us in the northern hemisphere associate with the holiday.
At least this way we all get to share in the sight of Santa in the cold, as well as Santa jumping into a pool. You know, you get beach Santa and you get Arctic Santa. You can have both.
Get you a Santa that does both.
Indeed.
all this fun stuff aside, this is marketing, right? Every year, television home shopping channels like QVC have Christmas in July sales, mostly with decor and early gift ideas for children. In fact, QVC started this as a 24-hour event, but as Christmas is wont to do, it has now spread to take over most of the month.
The folks at Hallmark obviously could not sit this out, so they run blocks of their original Christmas television films in July, and they put ornaments on sale too.
Not everyone celebrates Christmas in July in July.
We've taken this too far.
Canada and America, we already have public holidays in July, so sometimes these sales and events will start in June ahead of Canada Day or Independence Day.
Because you got to get your patriotic holidays out of the way to give Santa some space, you know?
Everyone needs some breathing room.
Christmas in July has also been marked in September. In 2020, the town of Parker, Arizona, postponed their Christmas in July events from the summer to the fall during the early days of COVID. I would still suggest, looking back into history, September of 2020 probably still wasn't a good time to do events. But who am I to criticize Parker, Arizona, you know?
We were all just figuring it out, man. The true champion... Sure. Of the Philippines, where Christmas celebrations unofficially start in September and run through the end of the year.
That is hardcore, but I respect it.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, Philippines.
Like, if you want to celebrate Christmas, you got to start and just keep going until the event.
It's a marathon.
It's indeed. Christmas-a-thon.
Our thanks to listener Harrison for sending this topic in. If you want to be cool like Harrison and send in your favorite weird Wikipedia topic, there's a link in the show notes and on the website to submit feedback. You'll also find some links to learn more about Christmas in July. That's all on the web this week at relay.fm/ungeniused/215. And until next time we put on a fake beard, Mike, say goodbye.
Ho, ho, ho.
Bye, y'all.